Topic 5.8 is to calculate the efficiency of energy transfers between trophic levels. So you should remember from GCSE revision that the trophic levels are simply the levels of a food chain or a food web. So you've got a producer, which is eaten by a primary consumer, a primary consumer being eaten by a secondary consumer may be eaten by a tertiary consumer. Whatever the highest organism in the food chain is, it'll be the top carnivore. We look at pyramids of biomass. You should remember those from GCSE. We're looking at pyramids of biomass rather than numbers because the biomass always decreases as you go through the food chain. Remember that food chains are not 100% efficient. You're going to lose energy at each level through respiration, waste in the case of animals, of needing to remain warm, feces. You'll lose a fair bit of biomass that way, and only a small amount of it will actually be laid down as biomass available for the next generation, the next trophic level. Okay, about 90% can be lost at each stage. In the case of producer to primary consumer loss, energy may never reach the plant, okay? So light energy could be the wrong wavelength. Remember that the green wavelengths are reflected. The light itself could be reflected, okay? If you look at shiny leaves, they're actually reflecting some of the white light energy. Some may be transmitted. If you look at light that passes through the leaves, then it's being transmitted. It may hit the non-photosynthetic part, so not every bit of light's going to hit a chloroplast, not every bit's going to be absorbed by a chlorophyll molecule. With animals, some bits of whatever they're eating are not eaten, so the energy's not taken in. Some bits are indigestible of both plants and animals. Other energy is unavailable when energy is used for movement, metabolism and body heat. And what we looked at before was that this is called respiratory loss. Okay, so your gross productivity minus your respiratory loss is the net productivity. So that's the net is the rest that's being stored or used for growth, the biomass. Okay, so if you're looking at your energy efficiency, then you need to look at an equation that the efficiency of the energy transfer is the net productivity of the level that you're looking at divided by the net productivity of the previous level and then multiplied by 100%, and that will give you your percentage efficiency, and you're probably looking at small numbers in the region of about 10%.